What is your favorite book?
Get out of here, Marion!
But that's the question. What is your favorite book? You can email us in and tell us at favebook@bestbooksforever.com. That's favebook@bestbooksforever.com. We should have a theme song, but we might ask somebody to make You've got to show me that on piano, okay?
Okay.
Matthew Day rules.
Yeah, well, we'll have some match later on.
Not with Chelsea on it.
No, what? We can't say that because we'll lose listeners.
Sorry.
Right. No offense. Chelsea, fucking brilliant.
I'm off for Chelsea. Come on, Chelsea, in the Champions League final.
That's not good either, Roisin. I'm up for Man U.
I'm neutral in all this kind
Yes, I'm Ireland in World War II.
we want both of them to win.
I'm not a Nazi. I never met any Ryan Jones. Okay.
Yeah. But that can't happen.
Lads, shut up. Okay, remember last time we ended on a cliffhanger and I explained what was wrong? So we ended on a cliffhanger kind of though. Luke wanted to ask a question and we did that at the start of the show.
Well, actually, Mary and Veruca asked
it. Yeah, Mary's Veruca.
Mary's Veruca, have you left yet?
Okay.
No.
Did we talk about Prince Caspian in the last show? Do you remember?
No, we didn't, did we? No. Oh, wait, we did.
Did we? Well, we'll just... No, we didn't. Okay, we'll just do... Okay.
I don't think so.
Book into movie of the week we're doing now, which is Narnia, Prince Caspian. Now, this movie looks kind of cool. That's pretty cool. Luke, do you like Narnia?
Well, you know, the book wasn't as good as I thought it would be. But then the movie, you can see a whole load of... voices you recognize.
What on earth are you talking about? It's a movie, not a podcast. Okay. It's actually funny that we just mentioned that now because... we'll do this at the end and then lead it on. Recently, this guy was talking about how... the guy who plays Peter was talking about how he was going to be Harry Potter. I don't think he fit the role. He's almost 20 now, so he's like... 2 years older than Dan.
Oh my god.
And we might actually have just stop watching.
Okay.
We'd have a
get out of here.
We'd have Yeah, that's similar from the
socky.
Socky the sock. Yeah, okay.
Can I just tell you something?
Okay.
This isn't rehearsed, so you know.
Yeah, it isn't rehearsed. Come on. No, seriously. Oshin, just stop, okay? Now,
But that was me.
Get the shotgun.
Yeah, the shotgun. Okay. But he was talking about how he was going to be Harry Potter, but Dan fit the role better.
Yeah.
But we might actually have a Dan Radcliffe Peter, which would just be... It just wouldn't work. Luke is doing...
Lucas is going...
Stop that f***ing thing!
You shouldn't, really, because we'll lose a lot of spectators.
No, we won't!
No, because that's that kind of thing Luke is doing.
Oh, sorry. No, Luke was making smiley faces at me.
And he was going,
yeah.
No, it was Oshin. If you're wondering how Oshin can do such great impressions of Luke, who's not a celebrity.
Sorry.
Which one was that, sorry?
Roy Keane,
okay. Okay, remember when you were doing the, remember you did the Catherine Tate one last time and I had to go at it and it was absolutely shite. Yeah, I had to go at it and it was absolutely shite. I cut my one out because it was so shite. Oh, Shane just stopped. Now, we just always tell Shane to stop.
Okay, Oshin, can we move on? Are we moving on?
I think we should move on, yes.
Yes, Oshin, okay. You'll be out of this if you don't quit.
Okay, then. The Hard Blood Prince trailer didn't come with it. Last week, we were all excited about that. Oh, Jesus. So we did actually do this last week, did we?
What?
The Prince Caspian thing. Okay, no trailer came with it because a MuggleNet visitor told MuggleNet that there was definitely no trailer in the reels.
Told you.
Not as in jigs and reels. As in the reels that you use in a movie. Okay, now we talked about Harry Potter. Oh, sorry. There's tons of merchandise coming out in this, like, word searches and that. They're way too overpriced, and they're just for the money, I think. What do you think? What do you guys think? Oshin?
I can't speak at the moment. Thank you. Yes, I think they're just for the money.
Okay.
Who?
Yeah. Not who, it's a what. Okay, now, we're doing the Harry Potter news as usual, even though it was a follow-up from last week's episode. How can we follow up from next week's episode? And we did the Harry Potter news last week's episode. There's more news, of course, because as I said in Half-Blood Prince, it keeps changing. You're staring at those pictures not knowing what they are, aren't you? There's a hare on a motorbike. There's
a hare on the motorbike!
And there's two people in a tree. No, it's fine. It's nothing.
Why are they doing in that tree, guys?
Now, the first bit of news. I feel so angry at these guys. Sit down.
What
do I mean? Is that... You're already sitting down. Oh, sorry, sitting down. If you shit it up, then it'd just come back down on you, wouldn't it? So, isn't Harry Potter, like, so boring?
No, it's developed a lot over the years, you know. And she's a pretty good writer.
She's pretty?
She's a pretty good writer.
Don't laugh at Joe, okay?
A really good writer, you know, JK is.
You're not calling her Joe because you burst out laughing.
You see, sorry, I just lost my mark there.
This is what it was. The children's Laurie said yesterday, which would be the 18th of May. Auntie Junior. Sorry, did you listen to last week's episode? I hope so, because there are tons of jokes from then. Harry Potter, of course I did. No. Now, Harry Potter is so boring, he said.
I don't think it is.
And inappropriate for kids. It's Michael Rosen, who's an author of We're Going on a Bear Hunt, and he's 62. He said he'd not read the books to his own children. He added that J.K. Rowling's plots, which have sold 375 million copies, bear no relation to real life.
Million?
It was during... What?
Speaking.
During a ring tour of Scotland, he said, "J.K. was more of an adult writer. My 7-year-old daughter watched the films. I haven't read the books to her. You don't want to bore your kids." Now, what do you think of this?
It's jealousy, really. Just
jealousy.
Exactly.
We're going on a bear hunt. We're going to catch a big one. I'm not scared. Sorry.
Yeah, even those books are appropriate to children who are like one.
Yeah.
I'm going on a bear hunt. It's so good.
Okay, Usher, I
will. No, it's brilliant. Oh,
no, I don't like it. Ah. No, I don't like the bear hunt theme.
MuggleNet.com in the Middle East. What is this? It's just another tour, but it's not in the US or the UK. It's in the Middle East. Mm. It's kind of weird now. But we're not going to talk about that, and we're not going to talk about the latest episode of MuggleCast either, or Pottercast if there's one of those. John Williams involved in Half-Blood Prince soundtrack. Now this happens all the time. Remember when the author was talking about David Yates and she gave away the fact that he was going to be doing the Deathly Hallows? The magazine got it mixed up. People who aren't big Harry Potter fans can get stuff mixed up a lot. It said that he was involved in making the thing for Half-Blood Prince, the soundtrack. He's done them for all the other Harry Potter movies. Luke, just keep laughing.
I wasn't.
But,
excuse me, I have something to do.
Okay. He's hitting Luke. But Nicholas Hooper is meant to be doing to the sixth film. So maybe the magazine just got a mistake and... Oshin. He fell.
I shot him.
He was shot.
Sorry, that's
it. Sorry, there weren't much...
What?
I'm barely alive.
This...
Save me.
This was only... we had a very slow news week, really. It was only...
I'm alive!
It's 4 or 5 days of news, so... Magical Tours YouTube contest ending soon, just for all those listeners who have been wanting to participate in that. Oshin, what do you know?
He's doing the fish one.
Half-Blood Prince. There's no trailer with Prince Caspian. And there's a new picture of Harry. And he... Yeah, I know. Sorry. You see, we should make a video podcast and then they'd be able to laugh as well. He's just making weird jokes. Oh, God. Yeah. Has anybody seen the last Indiana Jones movie? I saw it Sunday night on BBC. And
that is a brilliant.
That was the first Indiana Jones movie.
Oh, sorry.
Yep.
Wrong one. Just a slip of the bear.
New picture of Harry and Potter's and Occlumentia and MuggleNet.
There are very scientific words.
No, they're not. Actually.
Occlumentia, have any of you read the fifth book? Because I have.
What's this mean? Thanks again to Christine. Potteration.
What
Potteration?
No, it's Potterish and, okay. It's a new picture of Half-Blood Prince.
Oh, yeah.
And, Harry's looking in some sort of drawer. Okay, now, so that's just about all the Harry Potter news because it's only from Thursday to Tuesday.
Then we have a rabbit on a bike.
This is the first, what? A bike on a rabbit?
A rabbit on a bike.
It's a penny farthing.
A penny farthing, is it?
A falling penny.
Wishing well. Penny farthing, falling penny. Okay, now, it's Colin Dittorisi's new book and we only had one toast from Tony Dittorisi.
Fuzzy bunny books.
It's a thing he has on his side, okay? You can't laugh at him. He created a spider wick.
No, it's not that. I was saying, I said we don't make fuzzy bunny books.
Bunny
books.
This is the last one because he's done tons of parts and it's the last one. Well, the final art and text and production of Kenny and the Dragon.
Simon says.com,
lads.
Anyway.
Nice visuals to help create the awareness for the new title. What?
Moving on.
No. But he's reusing the cover art, so there's like.
Kenny and the Dragon.
It's just like a cardboard display. Remember, like, they had them in Tesco's, which is.
They're meant to be very good books, are they? Have you read any of them?
There's none out yet. Yeah, it's by the guy who did some Spiderwick. He drew the pictures for Spiderwick.
But sure, isn't Kenny and Dragon out?
No, it's coming out, isn't it?
No, I saw.
Okay, now new Spiderwick book. A giant problem. It's a giant problem. Next is audiobooks chosen for The Guardian. It's 40 best audiobooks.
Shouldn't listen to The Guardian.
If you say so. New Twilight photos. Has anybody here read Twilight?
Twilight.
It's kind of a vampire romance novel. No, nobody's read it.
No.
This is the next Harry Potter, which they've said about the Wardstone Chronicles and tons of stuff. So this is the girl and boy up in a tree. There's a girl there staring at the camera. Okay, now the vampire guy's up in the tree. She's on the guy's back.
Is that Cedric?
No, it's not Cedric Diggory. But I think, is it the same actor?
That's what he meant.
Well, yeah, it's the same actor.
The tree. Not sure now. No, actually, I'm not sure.
Okay. Break.
What? No, we're not.
Just to make sure.
Okay. Oh, no, that's nothing. And also this about.com children's books posted an article about...
great graduation gifts.
Apparently, children's books are great graduation gifts. While I still think the children's picture book, Oh, The Places You'll Go, by Dr. Seuss, makes a great graduation... What? Dr. Seuss. That was an episode of Simpsons, okay? Makes a great graduation day. Gift. There are some other children's books that, and I haven't got the full article here, so I don't know what's the use in seeing the full article.
Do you know what would be a really good entrance song, Yoki? Team song.
What?
The Bookcast.
The Podcast! Like that.
Dun, 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 dun.
Sponsored by
Simpsons.
No, sponsored by weirdpeople.com.
And our weirdpeople.com.
Pause it.
Sorry. Just this supply. Weirdpeople.com is not a real website.
Best Books Forever put out his first ad around now. It did for Cordy, and we swapped ads. I'm just going to Weird People Forever. Weirdpeople.com. I'm just checking if it's a real website.
I already said it wasn't.
I know, but I'm just checking because you've never been to weirdpeople.com, I'd say, have you?
Well, duh!
See?
I made it up.
No, but sure, he's in.
He's
on the website in weirdpeople.com.
Oh my gosh!
Oh, no. It doesn't exist. It's just like what you need when you need. You know when they pop up
funny videos?
No, we're not going
to. But it is called weirdpeople.com.
I'll tell you what, I'll add it to my favorites, will I?
Yeah.
Weirdpeople.com.
Weirdpeople.com. I just thought I made it up. Sorry, we're just in. We have a new sponsor.
You know, that's good.
His email address is fakeaddress.gmail.com.
I'd like to help.
That was what Kian did for his school production of Joseph.
Who's Kian? Oh, yeah, he sponsors us.
He does.
We've
got no sponsor.
He does sponsor us.
Okay, can everybody shut up? I mean, like, thank you.
Yeah, because your cousin works with them, doesn't he?
Sure. That's my other cousin.
Hoop.
The punchline of the day is...
Who cares?
Oh, okay, that was what I was trying to do, but I paused it just so it sounded weird. One more, we'll be back in a moment. That's a moment for us. It'll only be like half a moment for you, so goodbye.
Who cares?
Okay, then now we got our jokes, weird facts, Guinness World Records, cool inventions, whatever thing. We're going to start old phrases next week, but we haven't done them yet. Okay, so first of all, we're going to do weird facts because we got quite a bit of them today. We got, I'm not too good at math, but I think we got 16. So, Oisín's going to do all your weird facts.
Here's 9 facts first. Skunks have striped skin. A second full moon in a month is sometimes called a blue moon.
Although it's sometimes orange.
A Harley Davidson motorcycle was once designed to look like a giant hamburger.
And he probably looked very cheesy.
They probably didn't eat it though.
Yeah.
Belly button lint is made of clothing fibers, hair, and dead skin cells.
I'd keep away from that.
Killer whales are actually dolphins.
Why do they call them killer whales?
There are more pets in Japan than children.
That's because parents think, what's the trouble of getting children? Let's get pets. They're nicer.
If you could travel at the speed of light, you would never get older.
Einstein.
More than 60,000 people are flying over the United States in airplanes right now.
It means now, not when we're recording, but... Oh, maybe it's
all the time.
Basically. All the time, okay.
4,000-year-old noodles were discovered in ancient ruins in China.
Did anybody eat them?
I don't think so.
No.
Now, 7 frosty facts about snow.
Oh my god, that one's really cold.
Snort is slang for snow combined with dirt.
Snort.
Okay. 20 inches of snow equals 1 inch of water on average.
You don't get much water out of your snowball, do you?
The tallest snowman ever built was higher than a 10-story building.
Is that any bigger than a 1-story building?
Well, bigger. 9 stories bigger. They must have had to use a big crane with a bucket.
No,
some avalanches can travel more than 100 miles an hour. They'd beat a car anyway. Mm. Well, some cars, not some, all.
Yeah, well, depends on if they're breaking the speed limit or not. Keep going.
Almost 90% of snow is air. So, 10% of snow is snow.
What? Okay, yeah.
I still got 2 more. Snowflakes get smaller as the temperature drops. Instead of bigger, because they don't freeze.
Yeah, just keep going.
Okay. The word Himalaya means house of snow. Oh, there's the Himalayan mountains. That's what it is.
Okay, Himalayan one moment.
House of snow mountain.
Yeah. And now it's Luke with his Guinness World Records.
Pig dives into pool. When will this record for the longest dive by a pig be set? When pigs fly. Miss Piggy did just that when she leaped off a 9 foot 4.2 inch diving platform and soared more than 10 feet 10 inches into a pool. Owner Tom Vandler says that unlike most pigs, Miss Piggy has no fear of heights as she charges off the board. Maybe she owes her success to a night's sleep. Miss Piggy snoozes in an air-conditioned sty. Anyway, man squeezes through racket. This guy is really twisted. Daniel Browning, yes. Oh, look, Daniel Browning Smith can squeeze his body through an unstrung tennis racket 3 times in 1 minute 31 seconds. The fastest time on record. Smith also entered a locked straight jacket and claims he can squish himself into a box smaller than one of those old traditional 19-inch TVs. No wonder they call him the rubber boy. Most valuable jeans. How much would you pay for your favorite pair of jeans? One person paid 60,000 for a pair. The 115-year-old Levi Strauss and County jeans were founded in 1998 in an abandoned silver mine, probably left behind by a miner, and then auctioned off.
How do you lose your jeans, by the way?
I don't know.
Me neither. It's not a question. It's just...
Experts think mud from the mine helped preserve the plants. Who knew dirt could be worth so much? Back to you, Kieran.
Okay, is it... Does that be back to me already? Yeah?
Yeah, well, it's over, so I can just say a few stuff of thank you for watching and all that.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Anyway, if you're listening to this show, we really like to hear from you. So you go on to Fave Best Books at Best Books Forever. No.
What?
No.
Fave Books.
Fave Books at Best Books Forever.
.com
really. You know,
our website
is
www.bestbooksforever.com. They do cost some more Guinness World Records.
Oh crap.
Yeah, he does. By the way, those jeans, $60,000 is €38,294, and I'm about to
that's a lot of money.
Yeah, and I'm about to try it for pounds now, so Luke's just going to talk away while I do that.
Thumbelina may be a horse, but she's only a little taller than a Cocker Spaniel at 17.5 inches tall. Thumbelina is the smallest known horse. True, she is a miniature horse, but as a genetic... dwarf, she almost a foot shorter than the other mini horses she lives with. About 950 pounds lighter than an average size horse. Thumbelina hangs out with a bigger animal, with bigger animals, even bossing them sometimes. She sleeps by herself instead of a stall. She snoozes in a doghouse. Tall hair. Talk about hair raising. Aaron Studham sports a mohawk and that measures a record 21 inches tall.
Those jeans were worth £30,461.
That's still a lot of money.
After a dare from his friends, the teen grew his hair from more than 5 years before it was long enough to set the record. Studham doesn't wear the mohawk every day. But when he does, it takes his twin brother an hour to style it. The secret, lots of hairspray. Expensive house. Think about the birthday bash you could have in this place, owned by Donald Trump of the Apprentice
this mansion in Palm Beach?
Okay, this is 63,460 pounds.
Florida went up for sale for $125 million.
Dollars.
One of the highest priced on record. The new owners will spread out in the 18-bedroom clean up in 22 bathrooms.
Sorry, did I just say something like hundreds of pounds or something? Did I?
Yeah. Well, you said 30-something, I think.
Okay, well, I definitely got it wrong. Euros is 79,786,042.
That's even more money.
Yeah, it is even more.
Bathrooms swim in a 100-foot long pool and sunbathe on 475 feet of a beach. But the house doesn't come fully equipped. If you buy it, you have to bring your own chandeliers. You can contact us more about that on all of our email address. Kieran will give you those just right now.
Yeah, that's our first name at bestbooksforever.com. But also, if you want to submit news, we always submitted not Harry Potter news, but other book news. Is submit news at bestbooksforever.com, and we've also got submit at bestbooksforever.com, which is for the Guinness World Records, the weird facts, and the cool inventions, and the jokes, and the gobble funk, and the sayings, which is all we do in that segment. Wait a moment, sorry, I just want to say that was 463,470,721 United Kingdom pounds. Sorry, I actually wanted to say something.
About that email address, you can choose to email me, Oisin, Kieran, Luke, and there's someone called Brian on the thing as well.
He should be on around episode 10. I was talking to him today, and he said, whenever we should be doing Lord Lost for that episode.
Is it bestbooksforever.com, isn't it?
Yeah, it's our first name at bestbooksforever.com.
Okay. That's all I have to say then.
Yeah, that's all he has to say. Thank God.
Oi! That's it, just for that. I'm going to make up some more stuff.
Yeah, he can think.
I'll make it up later.
He can think while we do the Doctor Who catch up. What did you think about this week's episode? Luke doesn't watch Doctor Who, of course. Do you, Luke?
No, but I've heard there's a lot of monsters here.
No. No monsters, no aliens, no doctors, no. Okay.
And
there's
a who.
There's a who. Now,
who's who?
Who's who?
Which is which?
Maybe we should,
who's on first, what's on second? I don't know who's on third.
Give us your opinion on the episodes of Doctor Who at, doctorwho@bestbooksforever.com. That's D-O-R-who at bestbooksforever.com. D-O-R, not the full word doctor. D or who at bestbooksforever.com. No dot.
I made up another one. Just if any of you were watching,
it was a big wasp.
There was a very big wasp. We had a different writer this week than usual. I don't think we've ever had him before. And
Agatha Christie was here.
He was absolutely brilliant, that writer. And it was hilarious. Agatha Christie was in it. Now, next, we have
Coffee
in 15
minutes.
What?
Coffee in 15 minutes,
sure.
All right.
Oh, no!
What?
What?
I think it's going to be some more celebrity impressions.
Is Mary Veruca back?
Okay, look. Guys, it's just me. Just because I stretched my face at the spot doesn't mean you have to go on.
Wait a moment. Just needed to punch him and see what happens.
Ow! No, Luke doesn't do.
So, keep talking.
Let's see. Mr. Sandman.
Yes.
Bring me a dream.
Bring me a dream.
Make it the cutest that I've ever seen.
I've ever seen.
Make it, give it two lips like roses and clover.
and we will tell it that it's Blackburn Rovers. Son,
yes.
I'm so alone.
I'm so alone.
Don't have nobody to call my own.
Please
turn on your magic beam.
Magic beams.
Mr. Sun, run. Bring me a drink.
Okay, now next in the Doctor Who catch up, Luke was just trying to avoid the Doctor Who catch up, but he didn't get to. We have this thing now called Doctor Who News, because there is quite a big Doctor Who news. I just want to say first, is a break to for the Eurovision as always with Doctor Who. So remember, but they do have a brilliant trailer apparently, which we will talk about in the news.
Can I just say something? If you're going to text in Doctor Who, don't do it to my email site, please.
No, it's D or
Who?
Who? D or W H O, no dots, at bestbookforever.com. I think that most people will be able to get
so
it.
So now people might think it's Doctor Who, no dots, at bestbookforever.com.
Oh, yeah.
There's a dot. There is a dot com.
Yeah.
And www.
Appointment with Fear. Updated. Three new trailers to debut next Saturday. Debut. And then BBC server problems called iPlayer delays. Technical hitch.
Chicken head. My fast food woman.
No.
She's.
I'd like surprise.
No.
Has anyone told you?
No.
You have greasy eyes.
No.
My fast food woman.
No.
I like a burger as well.
No.
My fast food woman.
No.
Are you from hell?
No. Once the power of people.
Thank you,
Ireland and America and England
listeners.
And Africa.
Whoever's Saudi Arabia. Whoever's listening.
Okay, lads. Last week, as well as that sign that we did about the highway.
Oh yeah.
No, because we did it last week.
Oh, we have to do it again.
No, really, don't. Lads, just don't. Okay.
What if some people didn't listen.
Then go listen to it. Okay, it was episode number 2. Now, what we're going to listen to now is something like Good Morning,
Baltimore.
It's something like Good Morning, Baltimore.
No, we did that last week as well.
No, we didn't. We did
La La Ha Ha.
We hug, make us heart there, Lauren. Ocean's left now. Oh, jeez, don't tell me he's going to give the celebrity impression to go. Okay, next is... okay, so we're going to listen to something like...
Good morning,
We're going to listen to something like... Good morning, Baltimore! So now we're going to listen to it. So, here you go.
1, 2, 3, go!
No, we're not singing! I'm going to paste it in when I'm editing.
Oh.
He's dead. But I wrote a whole song. Good morning, Dumbledore. And tonight when I take to Hogwarts, the school will wake up and see Crab and Goyle fighting me. Crab and Goyle fighting me. Go Harry, Crab and Goyle fighting. Good morning, Dumbledore. And some night when I take to Hogwarts, the school will wake up and see Malfoy fighting me. Malfoy fighting me. Go, Harry. Malfoy fighting. Good morning, Dumbledore. And tonight when I take to Hogwarts, the school will wake up and see Snape and Dobby's cozy. Professor Snape, Snape and Dobby's cozy. Go, Harry. Snape and Dobby's. Good morning, Dumbledore. And some night when I take to Hogwarts, the school will wake up and see they've got your Wheezy. They got my what? They've got your Wheezy. Ron! Good morning, Dumbledore. And some night when I take to Hogwarts, the school will wake up and see Dobby with Gillyweed. Gilly what? Dobby with Gillyweed. Good morning, Dumbledore. And some night when I take to Hogwarts, the school will wake up and see Riddle's got Ginny. He's got Ginny. Riddle's got Ginny. Go, Harry. Riddle's got Ginny. Good morning, Dumbledore. And some night when I take to Hogwarts, the school will wake up and see Voldemort dueling me. The Dark Lord. Voldemort dueling me. Go, Harry. Voldemort dueling me. Good morning, Dumbledore. And tonight when I take to Hogwarts, the school will wake up and see he's destroyed the diary. Good morning, Dumbledore. As the night when I take to Hogwarts, the school will wake up and see Gryffindor's with me. That's why they're saying go, Harry. The Gryffindors are with me. But you can't sing that song. He's dead. Who cares? Oh, I got a new one. What about? Good morning, Voldemort. No. He's dead too. Haven't you read book 7? Don't ruin it for me. Jesus, Lord. What'd you do that for?
Okay, now we'll sing it. Good morning, Dumbledore. And someday when I take to Hogwarts, the school will wake up and see Snape and Dobby's cozy. Where's he gone? I'm afraid I'll have to do the what? Where are they gone? Okay, now is the weekly prophet, not to be confused with the daily prophet, which is our Harry Potter news. It's called the daily prophet, and then our other book news is called the Quibbler. It's called the Quibbler, and there's something. It's called the Quibbler, and that's the one that is the other book news, but this one is called the Weekly Prophet, and it's about a chapter every week or two of a book. Sorry, I need to sort those two out. What is going on out here? Sorry, I'm going to have to pause this for a moment. Thank you. Okay, I think that this is the first two chapters of a brilliant book called Half Moon Investigations.
Oh, I love that book.
Oh, do you? Have you read it?
Oh, it's my own cover!
Now, yeah, we know.
He's brilliant!
We just have a few questions we want to be answered and stuff about this book. No. It's just in my other points. Okay, Half Moon Investigations. Three types of school fight. There's the spinners, the headlock, and the hold me back. They're stupid.
Surely if you just wanted to fight, you'd just fight. You wouldn't care.
Yes, you really were angry at the person. You'd just jump on them and kill them.
Yeah, but what...
That's what I do, I mean, no?
Because in their school fights...
That's because you're a rugby player.
That's because I'm a rugby player.
Shush,
exactly.
Shush. Because in their school fights, you have to kind of... Before you fight them, you have to kind of think and agree with the person what kind of fight we should have.
It's either headlocks, where you get people in the headlocks, hold me back, where the friends hold the other people back and they just shout... And they just torment each other. And then the teachers come along and break it up. And they yell at each other. You're lucky the teacher saved you. I would have got you. I would have killed you, bum face. And then there's also the... I know. The spinners, they close their eyes, swing their arms around and walk towards each other. And then they...
First person to get hit loses.
Yeah, but you could really poke someone's eye out, it said. Yeah. The other thing is...
If you want me to hit
Hushing,
Lord, give me no sign.
What on earth is the baby doing
is
with...
Is Hushing in the choir?
Sure. What on earth is the baby doing with truckloads of candy?
Oh, God.
What baby?
He's filling up for the winter, lads.
Yeah, he's going into hibernation.
Okay, and then...
he's going into hibernation.
What was your favorite? I've seen lunch boxes stripped of everything but fruit. I've seen truckloads of candy taken from babies. I was about to say babies taken from candy. Okay, so what was your favorite?
What do you mean?
Of the two, I've seen lunch box stripped of everything but fruit. Yeah. I like truckloads of candy.
Yeah. I want candy.
I'd have to agree with you there, guys.
I want candy. Shh.
Can we get on?
Sorry, Luke's the mad librarian. And we're in the library. Is Bob Bernstein really real?
Excuse me?
Well, by the way, does Owen Clapper just like that number? He was 12 and he'd done a dozen cases.
Well, he's
12. Oshin, where are you going?
He's going to the toilet. Anyway.
Wait a moment, actually. I'm going to check something. It was December 27th and it was a Friday, right?
You want me to talk to the fans?
Yeah, you can.
Fans? Do we have fans? Oh, that's brilliant.
We probably will after this anyway, you know.
Oh, now you're a bit full of yourself, aren't you?
Well, you are going to be too when you have fans, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, Uncalled For, he's a brilliant writer. You can get two books I know of his is Spud Murphy and The Legend of Captain Crow's Teeth.
Okay, then we have All the Irishmen Failed, The Supernaturalist, Airman is newest, the Legend of includes Going Potty is one of them.
I wrote a story.
I love writing stories, but never.
Danny and the Amazing Moon Cow. Danny and the Amazing Moon Cow.
Sorry, I haven't made these in a very long time, so I just keep talking.
Oshin comes back like a granddad after pissing, probably.
Don't worry, Oshin.
Okay. We have to edit out this too, really. Okay, I'll entertain you with a joke. What you call a donkey's grave? Say, I don't know. An asshole. Okay, that's it.
Sorry, lumpy and doctor.
I can't hear you.
Do you want to kick Oshin out now?
No!
Okay.
Okay,
then we have Tuesday.
Okay, I'll send it in the evening, please.
I'll just keep myself out.
Okay,
Oshin, get back here now or else.
Fine,
I'll keep myself out. It'll probably be 2011 that this is set in, or else it's before that. I wouldn't say that Owen kind of had that in mind. I'd say he just,
Wrote down something. Yeah, it was drunk.
You know, we're planning to have an interview with him, and he's not going to come on anymore because you said that.
Tattoo!
Cut that out. Okay.
Do you want to be on when we have an interview with him? We might. We don't know. We've never asked him yet, but we just think we might. We think he's a good author to do an interview with. He thinks it'll be very interesting.
He's going to come to your house, really? Or is he doing
an on-phone interview. And we won't tell you all the authors we're planning to have interviews with, because we'll tell you close to
the
day.
So we have to end
but
that
we've
paragraph.
Got authors and actors and YouTubers and other people, you know. And
YouTubers?
Yeah.
You poopers.
Oh, speaking of YouTube, everybody, you should go to my YouTube, which is www.youtube.com/KiwiSpud007. You can see all my videos there.
Oh,
my
yeah,
and
about
stuff.
You. I was in it too, you know.
Yeah, in the latest video, yeah. And he,
and
he
you
helped
know
me.
What I
saw.
Yeah,
Luke saw.
And just because of Oisin, I wish I haven't.
Oisin, just don't. Okay. Now,
I'll keep myself
up. No, don't really.
No. But just shut up.
Yeah, really, just shut up. Well, but don't sing, okay? And then you can
that's
talk.
That's stupid.
Now he's just moving his mouth to the song.
We can ignore him, can't we? We can ignore him. Okay, Ron, I can't really ignore you.
Yeah, I know. Like okay, center. We're going to ignore him. Now, is Bob Bernstein really real? I'll look that up on the interweb. Now I will.
Okay. Back to me, guys, and I am the funnest person ever, aren't I?
No.
You know what, Oisin? Do you want me to come over there? Yeah, I will, but you know, I can't be too, I can't be too, like, too full of myself, you know, it might get me nowhere.
Okay, Bob Bernstein is an advertiser.
Are you sure it's the right one?
Yep, Bob Bernstein.
What a cracker.
He's also a teacher in Pennsylvania. His birthday is January the 5th. And you can email him at bob@bobbernstein.com. Tell him he's in a book. Dr. Bob Bernstein. We've got Robert M. Bernstein, also called Bob Bernstein. Hair restoration and hair transplants. Yahoo TV. What does that have to do with Bob Bernstein?
Well, his latest news anyway.
Okay, no, just turn that off, Oisin. Oisin has this little fan and he's cooling us down. But we don't really need to be cooled down.
Find it.
Yeah, it's freezing. No, Oisin, just don't.
Oisin, we're in Alaska.
Yeah, Luke's much better this week than Oisin.
Yeah. How dare you say so?
Okay, so that's the real Bob Bernstein.
That's his one.
I'm Steve Irwin.
Oh, God, please.
Oh no, I've already done a La La Ha Ha with Steve Irwin and tons of people. Shakespeare.
I'm Steve Irwin!
We've got Rafa Benitez.
Do we have any fans?
What?
I'm Steve Irwin!
Have you already set up some?
No, I haven't.
Stop.
Oisin, just stop. Oisin, okay, just don't.
I'm
Jerome's primary
that
school.
That wasn't me! That was Sucky the Sock Monster and the ghost of Steve Irwin.
That's it.
Does Jerome's primary school sound pretty real to you? We've all calmed down here, haven't we?
Jerome, I'm pretty sure that there's a soccer player with second name Jerome, isn't there?
In the Legend of Captain Claw's Teeth, there was a place named Dunkade, which is like Duncannon, near where Owen and we live. There's a St. Joseph's here, and does that work?
St. Joseph's? St. Joseph's, there is St. Joseph's in New Ross,
Ross, yeah. Captain Laserbeam. I'm going to Google him as well.
Okay.
Even though I've got a Google right inside my head.
So, you're back with Luke, and may I say it has been a pretty good week. It's been nice weather, you know.
Yeah, now, Captain Laserbeam and Effect, which is on MySpace.
Captain Laserbeam and what?
No, that's not it, because...
Oh, Lindsay, 30, female, Old Town, California.
He's talking about my phone because he's.
Okay, I have to end soon, apparently. So, so this is basically what happens in the chapter. Ooh, Herod Sharkey. Ooh, Bella Barnes. Ooh. Oh, that's the star of the show. half moon.
Okay. So should we just go straight to Matchmag now? Or?
Should we go straight to Matchmag? Okay, magazine of the week now. We have got here is Matchmag, and they're going to talk about Matchmag.
This is Oisin talking about Matchmag. It's Luke's not doing it because he doesn't feel like it. Oh, is he? Oh, he is. Oh, sorry. This is Oisin,
and this is Luke.
And we're talking about
Matchmag.
Oh, let's give it up. Anyway, well, obviously, I suppose this is
facts about soccer.
A soccer magazine. They have like the fixtures. They have the tables.
They have facts.
They have facts.
Posters.
I have a calendar.
And you can get in any good, news.
And they come out on Tuesdays. That's all I wanted to say.
Okay. Goodbye. Now I'm back with somebody else who has been very excited about this. So, Luke, will you close the door there?
Okie dokie.
Yeah. So, it's called Favourite Fairy Tale, and we've got a six-year-old in to talk about her favourite fairy tale. It's the same one every week, by the way. We're not going to change, and they're making her laugh. So what's your favourite fairy tale?
Come on. I think that it would probably be Beauty and the Beast.
Okay, why do you like this?
Because at the end, the Beast turns back into a prince.
Yeah, it's cool, isn't it? And have you seen the film?
Beauty and the Beast! Yes.
And you've seen the panto as well, haven't you?
Yeah.
And where'd she in the Gaiety?
Yeah.
And it was this year?
Yes.
Okay, that's really good. And what's your favourite...
What's your favourite character?
Yeah, what's your favourite character in it?
The Beast.
The Beast is your favourite character?
Yes.
Even though he's a beast. Okay. I know. Oisin and Luke have to go now, so that'll be... See ya!
See ya, suckers! Oh, no offense to anyone. Sorry, it just seemed to go well. No, that's hello. Bonjour, is that hello?
Yeah.
Okay, see ya. That's all I have. Back here with my
teeth, okay. Okay. So that's Oisin. Yeah. Now, so any other points about it, Niamh?
No
other points. Okay then. Well, you can stay actually, because Oisin and Luke have gone away. They took the chicken. Actually, we're going to need them back for something at the end, which is really good. So we're going to get them back for the end. Okay then. It's a bit sad. It's a bit lonely around here with that dead tail. Sadly, Luke isn't with us anymore. He's going to be here in a moment. And Niamh has also left. So it was goodie bye bye to Niamh, and it was goodie bye bye to Luke, and Luke will be here in a moment.
It'll
but we got Oisin.
Hello to Luke. In a moment.
Hello.
Hurry, quick.
Hello. Yeah, Oisin needs to go to soccer training. So just once Luke gets here, we're going to do it really fast. So No, we are going to wait for Luke. So joke of the week.
Okay.
Oisin.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not going to say it, what the names of the countries were, because we don't want to
insult anyone,
so we're just going to do this. The scientists dug down, and they found,
But this wasn't trying to be insulting.
Wires, so they knew they had telephones. Then the scientists dug down to where 200 years were, and they found that they had this really good wire, so there's really good cell phones. And then the scientists dug down to 3,000 years, and they found that they had no wire, so they had mobile phones.
Okay, me and Oshin will be leaving you now.
No, we have to go now.
Oh, fuck.
And now it's 3 days later, and okay, this is the rest of the stuff we have done is just like games for the three of us. So we'll do them next week, and that should be fun. So bye. I think what? We should probably have some kind of leaving thing. One moment, let me think of one.
When I was walking along by the banks of the river,
I got one now. Okay. Remember, visit www.bestbookforever.com, the site that this podcast is run through. Also, if you want to find the podcast site, it's www.bestbookforever.com/bookcast. Then we also have all the email addresses mentioned during the show. Also, our first names at bestbooksforever.com. That's how you can contact us. You can also contact me at webmasters@bestbooksforever.com. Or if it's all of us in general, you can do bookcast@bestbooksforever.com. Bye-bye.